Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rebound tipped by Saar and brought up by George. George ahead now to Whitmore. Foul line. Right corner, Trey Johnson for three. It's there! And the rookie knew it when he released it. Nice. Act like you've done it before.
Nice pass by Cam, too. Got rid of it nice and early.
As heard on 106.7 The Fan last night, the Wizards in their season opener. They lose last evening, 133-120 to the Milwaukee Bucks. Milwaukee's going to beat a lot of teams this year. They are really, really good. And in fairness, the Wizards are going to lose to a lot of teams this year. They are the opposite of really, really good. Having said that, though, last night went about it like I wanted to, Danny.
Yep.
They were competitive as the game went on. They kind of took some punches and jabbed back, and they hung, and they got a cover in the basketball game as well last night. If you're into that kind of thing. But most importantly, my sweet Prince Trey Johnson looked like a baller. It's so weird when you draft a guy who is a lethal shooter, who has offensive game and can put the ball in the basket, how the pick's going to work out. They've done the opposite of that for a long, long time around here. Trey Johnson, 5 of 11 from the floor, shot 50%, 4 of 8 from deep, hit both of his free throws, 16 points for him last evening. He was a minus 8 on a night where the Wizards were a minus 13.
It is so early, and this is so premature. They got one, dude.
I agree.
They got one. He's got work to do. He's going to have to get a lot stronger for both ends of the court, I think.
Turn the ball over
yes.
like three times before he scored in the early minutes of his outing.
Yeah.
He kind of looked like he was drinking out of a fire hose a little bit at times.
There's an effortlessness to it where he's so smooth, he's going to get the looks he wants, but that's going to come from getting a little bit stronger. That's just time. That's just, you know, going up against grown men day after day after day after day, et cetera. Just quick note, though. You mentioned Alex Saar. I feel terrible for him. Like, Giannis is going to do that to everybody. You win two MVPs by playing bully ball, and he got bullied last night. I hope that doesn't get him down too much, because I saw some intriguing stuff with him as well.
Double-double last night as well. I mean, it's not all bad. He was a minus six, better than the roster. 10 points, 11 rebounds for him, double-double with three assists. My thing on Saar is just, he is clearly impactful around the rim defensively. I just don't see a path to him ever being very good offensively. And so if it's putbacks and dunks and stuff right around the rim, cool. But I don't know what the ceiling is there. Like, there's no stardom there for me.
I'm intrigued. So you're right. I'm not going to run 20 plays a night for him. But I saw some footwork down in the post that I didn't see last year.
He's an athlete.
Right? Some of those up and unders. Some of those, like, again, we're not talking to Hakeem Olajuwon. That's once in a millennium. But, like, those sorts of activities where you draw someone one way, use your pivot foot, your drop step, you're up and under. I was pretty impressed with some of those things that he didn't have last year. Last year it was drift around 25 feet from the rim, maybe hit a pull-up, but mostly chuck threes and, you know, get something in transition. That, to me, was growth. Again, I'm with you. I don't know what the ceiling is, but I'm intrigued to find out. Seven-foot athletes like that, you'll keep getting chances from me.
Their best player last night was Keshawn George, who had 21 points with 9 rebounds and 4 assists. I thought he was impactful on both ends of the floor. So if you're just watching and monitoring the kids, there was a lot to like. They lose pretty decisively,
yep.
But if they got a top 8 protected pick, you got to keep that pick. And so that's not the end of the world to lose last night either. You're going to get one more year like this. I was actually texting with somebody last evening who's part of a team in town on another sport. And they're like, what's the deal on the Wizards this year? And I was like, well, how much time you got?
Yeah, how much time you got, buddy?
They're like, well, are they going to be any better or what? And I'm like, I don't think they necessarily want to be that much better. They want their young players to develop. They want to be in a place where when they have the money to spend this offseason and the deepest draft we've seen in years and years and years, they're loaded with all the assets they can possibly get to maneuver that draft board. And next year's the year they make a big leap. Not this year. It's just not happening.
Right.
Nor should it, honestly.
Yeah, they're not in a position to.
They're doing exactly what they should do. But Trey Johnson is worth tuning in for, I would say.
They got one. And I need it to. I understand they got a rotation and they're doing certain things and they love to do this, dangle the carrot of minutes, etc. It just drove me crazy. Back-to-back threes, one in rhythm off a great pass by Cam Whitmore, another, a little shot fake, step to the side. It looked smooth. It looked Ray Allen-esque, if I can say that. And then he immediately sits down. I understand there's a rotation, but I'm just sitting there waiting. I'm looking at my watch. I'm doing that thing. When is he back? When is he back? When is he back? Give me my drug. I need it. I just need him on the court.
The kids were a little surprised last night because normally each morning what my little guy asks me is, are we watching football or baseball tonight? Is it a football night or a baseball night? Well, recently I had to tell him, we're back to hockey, bud. He's like, oh, it's a hockey night. Well, last night he was really, really surprised.
He's thrown.
He didn't know what to do with himself when I told him it was a basketball night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.